Welcome to Campfire Stories with Polymath Panda, presented by Storytime Hero. Gather round the campfire, little ones. I'm Polymath Panda, and tonight I have a wonderful adventure for you. The fire is crackling softly, and the stars are blinking like friendly eyes. Tonight, we journey to the land of the Whispering Woods. Imagine you were wearing sturdy boots and carrying a small glowing lantern. Somewhere deep within these woods, a magical flower is waiting to be found. It only blooms when a brave heart is nearby. Are you ready? Let's begin our journey together into the unknown, right now, little ones. Our young hero started the journey by looking under a large, mossy rock near the edge of the forest. To their surprise, they found an old, rolled-up piece of parchment. It was a map. The lines on the map were drawn in shimmering silver ink that seemed to move. It pointed toward the highest peak, known as Cloud Mountain. Can you see the mountain in your mind? It is very tall and capped with fluffy white clouds that look like whipped cream. The hero knew that the first step of a great adventure is often the most exciting part of it. As the hero stepped into the Whispering Woods, the trees began to lean in close. They didn't speak with words, but with soft rustles and gentle sighs. The air smelled like pine needles and sweet honey. The hero noticed something amazing. The leaves were luminous. That is our special power word, friends. Luminous means something that is very bright and full of light, like a brilliant firefly. These luminous leaves lit up the path ahead, making everything look like a beautiful, glowing dreamscape. It felt as if the forest was guiding our hero toward the magical mountain peak now ahead. Following the luminous path, the hero came to a wide, bubbling stream. There was no bridge made of wood or stone. Instead, there was a bridge made entirely of rainbows. It looked soft, like you could sink your toes right into the colors. But as the hero stepped closer, the bridge began to fade. A small blue frog wearing a tiny golden crown hopped onto a lily pad. The frog croaked that the bridge would only stay solid if someone shared a happy memory. Adventure often requires us to share the goodness inside our hearts to find the way forward. The hero sat by the stream and thought hard. They remembered a time they helped a friend find a lost toy and how big that friend's smile was. As the hero spoke about this happy memory, the rainbow bridge grew bright and strong. It felt like walking on a giant, colorful marshmallow. The frog cheered as the hero crossed safely to the other side. This challenge taught our hero that being kind and sharing joy is a special kind of magic. Sometimes the best way forward is simply to remember the good things we have done for others in life. Beyond the stream, the ground began to slope upward. The hero was now climbing the base of Cloud Mountain. The air became cooler, and a gentle mist swirled around their ankles. It felt like walking through a soft, damp cloud. The map showed a hidden cave behind a waterfall that would lead to the very top. The hero had to be very careful, stepping on steady rocks and holding on to sturdy roots. Even though the climb was a bit steep, our brave explorer didn't give up. They kept their eyes on the snowy summit that touched the dark blue sky. Just before the waterfall, the hero heard a tiny, high-pitched squeak. Tucked behind a large fern was a baby dragon with scales the color of emeralds. Its wing was caught in some sticky purple vines. The little dragon looked worried, but our hero knew just what to do. Using a gentle touch and a lot of patience, the hero untangled the vines one by one. Free at last, the dragon let out a puff of sparkly smoke and nuzzled the hero's hand. Sometimes, the most important part of an adventure is stopping to help someone who is in need today. The baby dragon was so grateful that it pointed the way to a secret path. This path led straight through the waterfall and up a spiral staircase carved into the mountain stone. At the very top, the hero stepped out onto a flat, grassy peak. There, in the center, was the shimmering sky flower. It had petals that changed color from gold to violet and back again. It was the most beautiful thing the hero had ever seen. But the flower was closed tight, waiting for one last special thing to make it bloom and finally share its ancient magic. The hero realized the flower needed a song of courage. Standing tall, the hero sang about all the things they had seen: the luminous leaves, the rainbow bridge, and the little dragon. As the song filled the air, the flower's petals opened wide, releasing a wave of sparkling light that flew into the sky. This light chased away the shadows in the woods below and filled everyone's hearts with peace. The adventure was a success because our hero was brave, kind, and clever. The whole mountain seemed to glow with happiness as the hero stood at the very summit. The hero walked back down the mountain, guided by the soft glow of the sky flower's magic. They felt tired, but very happy, knowing they had made the world a brighter place. I hope you feel inspired to be a brave hero in your own world every day. And that's tonight's campfire tale. Remember, always being kind and brave can light up even the darkest woods. If you loved this story, ask your grown-up to visit storytimehero.ai, where families can create personalized storybooks made just for their kids. Until next time, friends, keep that imagination burning bright.